The following interview was originally aired on the KCME Culture Zone on Classical 88.7 KCME. Coming to the Fine Arts Center, it's the classic thriller Wait Until Dark, a new adaptation by Terry Hatcher, running October 15th through November 1st. And I'm speaking to Fine Arts Center producing artistic director Scott Levy, but Scott also directing this production of Wait Until Dark.
True story.
Yeah. And I think of the movie, and I didn't realize that there was actually a stage play that came before the movie.
It did. Frederick Knott, who's probably most famous for writing Dial M for Murder, and also writing the screenplay for that film, followed it up with it was a Broadway hit in 1966. Actually starred Lee Remick originally on Broadway. Yeah. And then, of course, they made a film version of Wait Until Dark a year later, famous film version with Audrey Hepburn in the lead role, and Alan Arkin as a
Richard
very nasty...
Crenna.
Exactly.
It's one of the bad guys.
Yeah, that's right. A whole bunch of bad guys. Fascinating thriller. And this new adaptation by Jeffrey Hatcher, who's a very prolific playwright, moves the time period of the piece from the mid-60s, when it was written, it was contemporary, and it moves it to 1944, which gives it a noir.
So not a modernization, but a noir.
Yeah, it's a noir adaptation.
And
so
he's
tightened up the dialogue, and it actually makes, in particular, the lead character, Susan Hendricks, who's a recently blinded woman in her apartment, it makes her slightly even more interesting in being a woman in New York City during the height of World War II, pretty much having to fend for herself against a bunch of bad guys.
In the 1940s. So that was pretty groundbreaking back then.
Yeah.
So this adaptation, actually, you would call it a retro...
I would call it a retro-taption.
Retro-taption.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're excited that this is only the third production of this adaptation in the country. It was commissioned by the Geffen Playhouse in Los Angeles, and then it went to the Arizona Theater Company, and now we have it.
This is the Colorado premiere?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the actors. A couple of Dracula alumni.
Yes, who are award-winning. So Jessica Weaver, who won the gold for Best Actress in the Gazette's Best Of in this last year for her role in Dracula, plays the role of Susan Hendricks. And Michael Lee, who also appeared in Dracula and gave a riveting performance in K2 at the Millibow Art Theater earlier in the spring, plays Rote, sort of the lead bad guy. It's a company of six actors and a lot of very important sound and light. Hence the title.
Who is the master or mistress of the sound and light in this production?
Well, Holly Ann Rawls is our lighting designer, and Alex Rulin is our sound designer. And so the nail-biting climax of the play takes place almost entirely in the dark.
Yes.
Because that's how she gets a leg up on the bad guys. Being blind, she's able to outwit them by putting them into darkness without recognizing what's happening. So we rely on light and sound very much so to help give the vibe that's important in this piece.
Yeah. I'll quickly mention the other actors. Adam
Laupas.
Yep. There we go. Thank you. Micah Spears, Mallory
Hibble.
There we go. Thanks. And Kyle Dean Steffen. All of them make up the ensemble for Wait Until Dark, the new adaptation by Terry Hatcher, Frederick Knott's thriller. And I was not expecting you to say it would be a noir. That is a great idea. So it makes me want to see it
again. Yeah,
more.
It really is. Yeah. Even if you remember the movie really well, or if you were lucky to see the original production on Broadway, it's the same story, but it's different, and I think works even better.
And you directing, not on stage this time.
That's
so
right.
Behind
That's
the
right.
scenes.
That's right.
Now there's another production going on at FAC.
Yes.
Elephant and Piggy for the Family.
Elephant and Piggy's We Are in a Play, adapted by Mo Willems from his award-winning series of books for children. The Elephant and Piggy series features these two best friends who are named Elephant and Piggy. And the stage show, which is a one-hour musical, features a trio backup called the Squirrels, a bunch of... squirrels. And it's upstairs in our music room where we offer lawn seating for children 12 and under, right up close on really comfy carpeted floor. It's a great way to introduce children to the theater or give them an opportunity to really see some of their most beloved book characters come to life. And it's totally sweet, high energy, just an hour, and that runs through October 18th with special pricing for children too.
Okay. More information you can find out at csfineartscenter.org. The box office number 719-634-5583. Wait Until Dark for the grown-ups, October 15th through November 1st, and for the entire family, Elephant and Piggy, now until October 18th.
You got it.
Okay. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks, Keith.